For generations, the Brits have relied on the seas around Britain to supply the key ingredient in a national institution, fish and chips. But as with so many other things, climate change may force that to change. Our man in London, Leo Hornack, has been looking into this. All right, explain it to us. What does climate change have to do with fish and chips, Leo?
Well, it's the familiar story. As the climate changes, so the environment changes. And for generations, British people have traditionally had things like cod and haddock to go with their chips. These were common fish around Britain. But what we're finding and what recent research has shown is that many of the cod are starting to move north to the remaining colder waters around Scandinavia. And instead, we're seeing much higher numbers of different kinds of seafood, particularly things like squid, funnily enough, which would normally be seen around Spain or Portugal, are starting to come into the waters around England and Wales and Scotland. So what's happening is we're ending up with a more kind of Mediterranean seafood around our island. And that means you need to start reflecting that in what you eat, because there simply aren't the cod left that we used to depend on for our fish and chips.
Yeah, but it kind of baffles me how the Brits, many of whom get bothered if the fish on their plate with fish and chips is not cod or haddock, would react if you said, well, how about a squid instead of fish today?
Squid and chips just doesn't really have the same ring to it, does it? I did a little kind of back of the envelope survey. I phoned up five different fish and chips places. Three of them said they couldn't supply me with squid and chips when I asked for it. Two, there was a long pause at the end of the line, Marco, and then it was, do you want calamari? One of them said, we could do you prawns. And I think what that meant is, I know prawns aren't squid, but they're both unpopular, so perhaps you'd like that instead.
Well, I mean, that one shop, that one chippy you called up and they said, how about calamari? That's what we're talking about. What's wrong with calamari?
Well, exactly. And the thing is, fish and chips, like so many things, age-old traditions with food, actually, it's not that old and it's not that unchanging. Fish and chips really came to Britain, if you look into the history of it, from Jewish immigrants from Portugal, funnily enough, and Spain. And no less a figure than Thomas Jefferson, in fact, I was looking into this, described in London eating fried fish in the Jewish fashion when he visited at the end of the 18th century. So it was an immigrant's food in those days, and it was a new food at one point. So I don't think the Brits are going to have that much difficulty being able to embrace new ingredients in that food.
Well, history is one thing. What about you, Leo? How do you feel about changing from fish and chips to squid and chips? You're right, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Marco. I've got some right here. I wish you could be here to at least smell the rather pungent odour that's coming out of this box. It would normally be wrapped in newspaper. That tradition's also going. We've got... Ah, this does look different, Marco. I mean, I'm just opening it now. It
yeah.
does...
Squid
okay,
and fish.
Let's give it a go. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it sounds like squid.
It's not bad.
All right, now have a bite of a chip, and let's see how that squid and chip kind of work together.
Just dipping it in the tartar sauce.
Of course.
It's pretty good. You know, Mark, I could get used to this. Nice and creasy, but good.
Our man in London, Leo Hornack, is a convert, apparently. You're listening to The World.